And I wrote a little tune that I called Mr. Crump, because Mr. Crump was running on a clean-up ticket. He was going to drive out gambling and drive out other things with which gambling was associated. So we made up a little song called Mr. Crump, and it went something like this. You want to be my man, you got to give me $40 down. You want to be my man, you got to give me $40 down. Don't be my man, your baby's going to leave this town. Well, Mr. Crump don't allow no easy riders here. Mr. Crump don't allow no easy riders here. We don't care what Mr. Crump don't allow. We go to Bell House anyhow. Mr. Crump won't allow it. Ain't gonna have it here. Well, we played that on the corner of Main and Madison, and it stopped the traffic. Stenographers danced with their bosses. Men ran up to the band to know what's the name of that. And we said, it's Mr. Crump. We had to play it over and over and over. And Mr. Crump got elected. I put 67 musicians to work playing Mr. Crump. And then later I published this number, and I couldn't use Mr. Crump's name as he'd become the boss of Tennessee politics. So I changed the name from Mr. Crump to the Memphis Blues, which was the first blues published. And the Memphis Blues carried the first jazz break for the tenor saxophone.